4HKX.
Glad to hear you. That's my War Department over there. We're watching the Time Machine on some kind of movie channel here. And I just worked a guy in Puerto Rico just for the fun of it. Some kind of worldwide contest. And just polished off a piece of pumpkin pie. How's your evening going?
Doing good. Grilled out a couple of steaks. Relaxing. Getting ready to go back to the normal daily grind in the morning.
Well, you be careful. The forecast doesn't sound particularly good. I got some of this diatomaceous, what is it, Bernice? Powder? Oh, you put it in the chicken pens anyways, and it keeps the... It's food grade, and they could eat it if they want to. I put it in their nest and in the pen. The poor guy, I got him on the annunciator when he come into the driveway, and then I got his picture, and I was down here in the basement. So I went up and picked it up, and oh my, it's cold out there, Patrick. It's 37, feels like it's 34. And I felt sorry for him, because it was just raining like the dickens out there. I think you may get some icing in the morning. Don't try to drive on ice. It don't work.
Bet. I'll make that call in the morning when I get up. But, yeah, there's a chance of some ice. It's been raining on and off here this all day today. Well, not all day, since about lunchtime. So, but nothing major. It's about 32 up here right now, and I don't know what the wind chill is or feels like, but it's cold.
So tight, so-and-so, you got a breakdown by one of them Accurite weather stations. You'd really enjoy that.
The one I got now, the wife got me for Christmas last year, and so I'm still using it, and probably won't buy anything until it kicks the bucket.
700. She just turned the TV back on over there. But we're not bothering her, I don't think. So I guess it didn't rain long, but I think it's supposed to rain more tonight. But no icing down here, thank God. But you're up there kind of at the cutoff point and very well could. I fell on the black ice and wound up with six hernias, a dislocated shoulder, and a torn rotator cuff, and a torn labrum, all in one fall. That's when I decided to get retired.
Sounds like you done it upright there all in one time. Be a rough fall.
I didn't realize I got so many things hurt at one time. It was, Patrick, it felt like somebody levitated me horizontally and slammed me onto the concrete. I didn't even know I was down until I was down. And I was asked if I would mind going outside and help put out some ice melt. And I was sitting at the computer. No, I don't mind. And come find out they had those ice cleats, but they didn't offer them to me. But hindsight's perfect logic. And I was right in front of the emergency room, and boy, I was throwing that ice melt right down by my feet and then on out. It still didn't help. It just all at once. People were, and there was cars all over the ditches. I didn't even know it was raining outside, and when I fell, I was looking up in the air, and it was freezing on me as I was laying there. So, I can't say enough about the ice. You just can't navigate on it.
You cannot. Trust, I know all about it. So I don't try to do that. But like I said, I'll make that call in the morning when I get up, about 4:30 when I head out. So we'll see what it's doing then.
After work, I volunteered to go over and play in the Carthage, Missouri band. And I had done that for several years. It was kind of Bernice and I's night out. And I drop her off at the shop or something, and then I go over and play in the band. And we got out on King's Highway, and it was just blowing snow. Nothing had accumulated. And the road was concrete, and or asphalt, and it was just good as gold. And this guy in front of me was only running about 30 miles an hour, so I went around him. And I got on down the road about, another 2 or 3 miles. And I come over the top of this hill where it intersects with Highway 43. And just as I started down that hill, there was ice, and I didn't know it. The car just immediately turned sideways, and we were going down that hill, which was it was probably half a mile, maybe a quarter, down to that next highway, and it was a T-intersection, but there was a dirt road going on the other side, but I didn't want to go on that highway, and to top it off, the car went back the other way, 180 degrees. And I told Bernice, brace, brace, brace. And so she put her hands on the dashboard, and I whipped it back in the other direction. And I looked at the bottom of the hill, which was coming up fast, and that old boy let off the brake lights and turned left. And I come back, and I got it straight, and I slid out into the middle of that highway. So we went on down the road very carefully, and come to a filling station in Opolis, Missouri. I think it was Opolis, wasn't it, Bernice? And I saw that car there, and so I pulled off and went inside. And I thanked that guy for moving. I said, you probably saved our lives. And he said, I was sitting there sweating because I had just done the same thing, and he said, I was really shook up. And he said, I seen your headlights going back and forth. So I said, I thought I better get out of the way, Tom.
If you can, that's the best thing to do, is try to get out of the way. But sometimes you can't, and it's unavoidable, because you crest those hills and things like that, and they'll surprise you. The only advantage I have is I've been driving the same road that I drive every morning since I was a senior in high school, so I know all the trouble spots. There's no big surprises. We should be good.
Yeah, and I imagine that big truck of yours is pretty stable. And although I seen a semi-truck in Kansas City yesterday on the Weather Channel, and it was, where the cabs turned 90 degrees to the bed. This poor guy was just trying to go straight to get off of the interstate and jackknifed. And I was talking to I don't know how to put this. Bernice's friend texts her all the time. And Bernice don't text. So I was texting her back tonight and saying the things that Bernice would say to her. And she's actually the one that introduced me to Bernice. And I asked her how much snow was up there, and she didn't know, but they couldn't get out of the house. Her husband just had a real bad heart attack. But they was expecting 12 inches of snow up there tonight. I told her I remember having to shovel just to get out of the driveway up there in Kansas. And she said, you picked the right place to retire.
After that, you still get a little bit of the weather, but not much, so you can just wait it out in most cases. That's a good thing about it. Listen, it's supposed to be up in the 50s here tomorrow, so if anything, I'll just be late getting started.
54 was forecast on the WIFF4. Well, 2 years after we come down here, which was 14, 15 years ago, we had 9 inches of snow and 12 degrees, and I texted my daughter, and I said, you said it never snows down here. but I thought, oh, my, and I was ready to throw the snow shovel away. Now I cannot shovel snow. It's just out of the question, but Boy, I did a lot when we was back up there in Kansas.
For HKX. Yeah, I've had to do a little bit of snow shoveling around here, but not much. And I'd just soon keep it that way.
14, I had a Cushman Eagle, and I delivered 135 papers from the Pittsburgh Morning Sun. And, you know, when you go out there and the snow was on the ground, it wasn't so bad. But the next day on the side streets, all of those ruts were frozen about 4:30 in the morning when I'd head out to deliver my papers. And those big old 4-inch wide tires, oh man, it was just terrible. Well, it was pretty rough when it was cold and rainy too, but that was terrible. But one morning I got up and I started my scooter, and it was like that. And so I started down the sidewalk with my scooter, and it fell over, Patrick. Now, this is a dummy story. And so I got out and called the scooter all kinds of names. Well, we folded our papers because you couldn't get 135 of them in a paper sack. Otherwise, you couldn't roll them. And sometimes they'd be 28 to 30 pages. So I started down the driveway in the snow, and I made it, and I turned right out onto the street, and the scooter fell over on me again. And I got up, and I called that thing everything in the book, and I even kicked it. And then I looked at the back tire, and it was flat.
That just set you off again, didn't it? But Tom, I'm going to have to jump out of here for a minute. I got to run in and get my cup of water refilled before the net, and sit down and get ready there. So, but good to hear you, and enjoyed the QSO. And please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. I heard her there in the background earlier. But looking forward to stopping by Thursday, if nothing else, just say hi. I'll be back here in a few minutes to call on that KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, I'll see what we can do on eggs and that, but you don't have to stop by. You work hard for your time and money, but you're certainly welcome. You always know that. Take care, Patrick, and I'll text you that day. KO4HKX and 0TR73.